Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's talk a little recruiting, a little baseball and football combo action with Josh Booty, who joins us now. Top quarterback prospect when he came out. Josh, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you guys having me. How are you,
Matt? Oh, we're awesome. So glad to catch up with you. And we were running around at Radio Row, as were you, and I'm glad we can do this.
I know, man. Always a pleasure. I was Nashville signing yesterday. Football is still buzzing, man. After the Super Bowl, I kind of forgot the signing day was coming up, and now we got all the stuff yesterday. It was a lot of fun to follow some of these kids. And, of course, we cover LSU, but the SEC yep. just did a phenomenal job of getting some of the top players in the country to, you know, to secure some of these kids. So I was pumped about the SEC.
Let's start there, Josh. Let people know what you're doing and how they can consume you.
Yeah, I do really cover the SEC, but we call it the Believe Podcast, BLEAV Podcast. It's a huge podcast network that's new out of Los Angeles. And I do all of the SEC, but I really concentrate on LSU as well. So we market the LSU stuff, but it's SEC and really the landscape. So we talk college football all the time on Believe Podcast. And then, so I do other things as well. That's where this interview kind of came from. But, I do a lot of radio and TV stuff in LA and of course cover baseball as well. So it's fun. I cover some golf. I've done a little bit of everything. So it's fun to talk football, I think, the most.
Josh, you've got an interesting story of played baseball and football. You graduated from high school. You were drafted. You played pro baseball. Then you wind up going to LSU. Then you wind up in the NFL. I mean, it's a remarkable thing to do any of those things, and you did all of those things in your career. A lot of people talking about another guy now, Kyler Murray,
yeah.
a quarterback and a baseball player who was faced with some of those same choices that you were.
Yeah, you know, what a phenomenal athlete. And it's come up a lot lately in talk show radio, but Kyler Murray is a phenomenal player. I saw him play his first high school game in Dallas, Texas, in the Metroplex when Allen opened up their high school stadium, 30,000 people against South Lake Carroll, and he was a sophomore. He came into the game late in the first quarter, early second quarter, and he was, 5'7", probably a 150 at the time. And, of course, he was 15 years old playing in front of a sold-out crowd in this unbelievable new stadium, and it was packed, and he handled himself unbelievably. He led him to a huge win that night. I don't think anybody tackled him, and he ran for a few scores, threw for a few scores. My cousin was playing linebacker at South Lake Carroll, and I asked him after the game. I said, "Man, that little guy can play, huh?" He's like, "Yeah, we couldn't get our hands on him." And he's just so elusive, such an athlete. He reminds me a lot of Russell Wilson, a little smaller, maybe even a little quicker in the open field. And you know, we watched Johnny Manziel a few years ago at A&M, and he looked a little quicker than Johnny Manziel, I think. I just don't know, how he's going to stack up arm strength-wise at the combine, because I know he's headed there, and everything's going to get dissected. It's really going to come down to what his 40 time is, how big are his hands, and then how well he throws that football, compared to everybody else. All it takes is one team, and I bet you he has a few teams fall in love with him.
What would your advice to him be? I mean, you did both. You played at the major league level, the yep. NFL level. What would your advice to him be?
Well, you got to stick to one as a quarterback. You either got to go and play center field and try to work your way up through the minor leagues and fast track yourself to play major league baseball, or you got to give yourself to the football, which I think is what he's going to end up doing. I really do. I think that's where his heart's at. I mean, after being drafted 9th overall by the Oakland A's in the baseball amateur draft, you would think that if he really cared only about the big leagues and that's what he wanted to do with his life, that he would have gone and tried to play, instructional ball, winter ball, get ready for spring training. That was not on his mind. His mind was playing at Oklahoma, getting in that huddle, having Lincoln Riley call plays with that big offensive line, doing some of the same things Baker Mayfield did, winning the Heisman, playing in a national championship picture game like they did. I mean, I think that he upped the ante for himself, which was awesome. He was driving a Ferrari being in that offense at Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley at the helm. And I think he put himself in a great situation because now he turned himself into an NFL high draft pick. And like I said, all it takes is one team to fall in love with him. But I think he's a football guy. His dad loves football. That's what he, you know, he thinks he's born to play football, and no one else has done it at that size. And I think he wants to be the first guy to ever really play quarterback or get drafted in the first round. And, you know, with that type of financial, monetary substance that first-round draft status comes with, and he wants to play in the NFL and show people that he can do it when most people at 5'9", there's no chance in heck they could do it.
Josh Booty, our guest. If he called you on the phone right now and he said, hey, man, I know you did this. You did both of the things that I'm considering. You know, you could be somebody who gave him advice. What would your advice to him be?
Well, you got to go with your heart, because whether you make $40 million or $4 million or $80 million or $400 million, it doesn't matter. You got to go with your heart, because you got to look in the mirror every morning when you wake up and go, I want to go attack that day. I want to go make myself be a better player every day. I want to turn myself into a superstar. I want to be a team guy. I want to get to a Super Bowl, or I want to get to, you know, to the big leagues, and I want to, you know, be an everyday player. I mean, whatever you want to do, you better do it with everything you got, and you better wake up thinking it, because both leagues are very, very, very difficult. And if your mind isn't in it, your heart isn't in it, when you wake up in the morning, you won't succeed. It was very tough for me, because I wanted to play both. I wanted to be the first ever to do what he, you know, what they're talking that he might could do, play pro baseball or play quarterback in the NFL and play pro baseball in the same calendar year. That's never been done before. I learned the hard way. It's impossible, really, to do that at the quarterback position, because if you're not there, you're not around the football team and the organization, you're not going to be the starter, because there's so much that you have to download, and then you have to know everybody else's personality, and you have to be the leader, and you got to be there for mini camps, and you got to be there for workouts, or they can't trust you to be the guy. And I think that's where it's different between what Bo did, what Deion did, and what Tyler would ever have to do, or what I would have ever had to do. I mean, I think you got to choose one or the other, and you got to do what's in your heart.
Josh, we appreciate the time, man. At Josh Booty 10 on Twitter, and the Believe Network, the BLEAV Podcast Network, and you cover LSU football. Yeah, man, we appreciate the time, brother. We'll be calling you.
Thank you so much. Anytime, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, sir. Josh Booty, there you go.
He played Major League Baseball and NFL football, that guy.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes could.
Yeah.
Some of those throws, I keep saying it looks like a shortstop in the deep hole behind third throwing to first, the way he throws a football.